Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Joost applying the tag. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Early and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from early and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Berardino moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to home to get Berardino. Lehner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Lehner moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Lehner scores. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Handley for the out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCann, and towards Joost, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Vallow reaches second base with a double. McCoskey moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Fain moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kramer. Fain scores. Chapman moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to second. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bill McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann is 0-for-1 in the game. McCann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Kramer's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. One out. It's 5-3, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from early and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Fane moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Early moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla scores. Early moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Handley strikes out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0-for-2 in the game. McKen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Zarrilla chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Berardino. Berardino fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Berardino. McKen goes all the way around to score. McCoskey moves all the way to home. It's 8-4, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick moves to third. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-4 in the game, with two doubles. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walter Brown now pitching. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Adams pinch hits for Bill McCann. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino catches it and throws to first to double up Handley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Adams now playing first base. Russ Christopher now pitching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adams scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.